Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos. Lunatics is the word of the day. Lunatics is the word of the day. Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional, friends. Saying Thursday that the state's death penalty no longer comports with evolved societal values and serves no valid purpose as punishment. Really? They're rendering it unconstitutional. Because they feel that there's a societal problem here. These people that went out and committed crimes, which I'm going to name a few in just a couple of moments, concerning the state of Connecticut and what's going on there, they couldn't help themselves. They had a hard time in life. They had obstacles in their way. And for some reason, they couldn't help themselves. So what they did is two guys break into a woman's house and rape their two daughters and strangle them. Again, keep in mind, friends, after they raped them, then they strangled them to death. They couldn't help themselves because there's a societal problem there in Connecticut. Folks, they're given the green light as advocates to crime. Because they fail to remember that the fulfilling of the law is love. And it was Jesus that said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Folks, this one's got my dander up. Again, Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional. Folks, one of these murderers is actually up on a screen right before me with a big smile on his face. He's one of the murderers. See, they know that they're going to be taken care of for the rest of their life. And guess who pays for it, friends? You do. They already know that soft judges produce hardened criminals. That's why they commit the crimes in America. They're provided three squares a day, education, and anything. Folks, things that you can't even afford, they have. But again, Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional. Absolutely. Folks, it's time to clean house in government. The judges are there to discover and apply. Folks, unconstitutional? Really? How many states have death penalty? How many don't? I believe there's 11 states that don't. If I'm wrong, I'll correct myself at the latter part of the show here. Is this incredible? It's unconstitutional, yet it's in the law books. Because we're evolving society. Folks, this is sick. These people are advocating crime. That's why crimes are committed. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E again. Also, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, as well, friends, as Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Boy, folks, I'm jacked on this one. I really am jacked on this one. Especially when you hear the cruelties of the crimes committed by these criminals. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm just so outside of myself when it comes to justice. Because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. And people need to understand in this country, speaking of what's going on in Connecticut, friends, concerning the death penalty, you need to understand that crime is a huge moneymaker for corrupt in the government. They make $64 billion a year through slave labor. Crime pays. And guess who's paying for it, friends? You are. Guess who's paying for it, friends? You are. Guess who's putting these criminals up? You are. It's amazing how all these things keep coming right back to the responsible, don't it? And doesn't it? Absolutely incredible. Folks, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Forgive me for jumping around here. Don't be fooled by the political game, the illusion of freedom in America. Folks, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. There's no question about it. I don't care how drastic things have gone or how far things have gone in this country. I don't care that our backs are up against the wall. I don't care that we stand against hope. Hope, hey, friends, let me tell you something. When you're at the end of hope, just tie a knot and hang on. And I understand that there's people out there that they're hoping against hope. That's scriptural. And that's where you have real hope, when it's in Christ, who's the author and the finisher of your faith, who's the anchor of your soul. I understand that. I believe it was Arturius that said, there's no worse death than the end of hope. Folks, don't lose hope. Because when you have your faith in Christ, you never lose hope. And you need to remember that we serve the God of miracles. As I say so often, we have an opportunity now to prove our God. Let's prove our God. Because our forefathers did it. And that's what we're made out of, is that stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Ben Carson, if black lives really matter, then blacks need to stop killing each other. You better bet your bottom dollar. Speaking of which, Obama goons at CMS go after state defunding Planned Parenthood. Folks, just think about this. This is the criminal in the White House that pulls down all your means of defending yourselves concerning the illegals in this country. Southern borders, northern borders. He sues governors to make sure that they don't enforce immigration laws. This is the guy in the White House. He gives a free pass to illegals throughout. He releases illegal immigrants, felons in the United States, to the equivalent of 65,000 onto the streets of America, endangering the lives of you and me and our families. And then he has the audacity to put up spikes around the White House defending himself against us and whom he's supposed to serve. Well, interestingly enough, going now to Planned Parenthood, now he's going after those states that are defunding Planned Parenthood. What is it, America, that you don't understand? What is it, America, that you he works against life and you think that you're safe? What sort of connections through his allied friends, all of his alliances, are America's sworn enemies? What do you suppose is going on behind closed doors if we see these things before our faces? Concerning the innocent, he wants to make sure that babies are continuously snuffed out. And if you'd like to read that article, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over to what they did over in Connecticut just today. Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional. No wonder why they commit crimes. We'll get to that in just a moment. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Right before the break, I was talking about Obama goons at CMS go after states defunding Planned Parenthood. Folks, this is not American government. You do need to understand that. This is not American government. You are being assailed, not from a third world dictator. You're being assailed, folks, assaulted on a daily basis by this administration. You, America, are being assaulted by this administration on a daily basis. Obama, again, proves, takes off the mask off, shows you who he is. No, it's God's mercy. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord behold the good and evil upon all of those that are in the earth. This is the mercy of God, America, to expose these people for who they are. And it's for you to enforce the laws against their crime, to establish righteousness through judgment. Read Isaiah 26. Read Psalm 97. Obama goons at CMS go after states defunding Planned Parenthood. Folks, do you realize that you are paying for it? They're illegally taking your money and reallocating it to programs like Planned Parenthood, who have been busted time and time again over the years, since the 30s, friends. Since that devil, Margaret Sanger, conceived the idea that it would be a good idea to teach the American people that it's a mercy to kill one of your own family infants. And that's exactly what she said. And also keep in mind, this is the guy that voted 242 times to make sure that babies were killed in the womb. With his long history in the Senate in Chicago, all 142 days. And keep in mind, this is also the guy that wanted to make sure that there was a second doctor in the abortion clinic where the murderers would wipe out the baby inside of the mother's womb by either injecting it with salt or taking nice and sticking it in the back of their head or just simply dismembering them or sucking their body parts out. He wanted to make sure that there was a second doctor in the clinic to make sure the baby would not come out. That's who's in the White House right now. This is the one making deals, committing the act of treason on a daily basis, friends. That's what's going on in your country. And I know most conservatives and professed Christians don't want to talk about the real issues, friends, but we're way beyond what's lawful and unlawful in this country. What's constitutional, what's unconstitutional. When someone breaks the law, that makes that person a criminal. And how many laws does it take to be broken before you actually identify them as a criminal? What's happening, friends? And again, here we have our posterity being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and the American people stand back and allow this criminal to go after those that are shutting down Planned Parenthood. And the American people now sit back and say, well, he's got 18 months left. No, he does not. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution says impeach him. He needs to be indicted and he needs to be charged criminally. Oh, Bradley, that will never happen. Yep, you're right. It won't, because you won't make it happen. It's how much you love your freedom. I'm sick and tired of getting on the radio every day of the week and telling you what's going on in your country. And the American people stand down and let it. And it sickens me to no end. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Charlatan Al Gore looks to enter 2016 race. Folks, again, just going back to the reprobate. Folks, this is the definition of a reprobate. I mean, what a loony tune, Al Gore. Creating something out of nothing and making millions of dollars in the process. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. These 10 things happen within 15 days of the end of Shemitah. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Baseball team honors slain police officers. Liberal activists loose their minds. Just completely loose their minds. Lose is the word, right? Yeah. Congratulations, friends. Congratulations. You're now you're qualified to be a racist. Check that video out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Chuck Baldwin, do Christians and conservatives really desire a police state? Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the uncensored truth about homosexual adoption. Wow, friends. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 46 million Americans go to food banks. Long lines for dwindling food supplies begin at 6:30 a.m. Last stat I seen, speaking of the welfare state and those that are on food stamps, I believe there's 50 million Americans now. It may be higher. I believe it's 50 to 64 million. That number comes back to me for some reason, that are now dependent on the government. Who do you think they're going to vote for, friends? Obama losing? Successful or unsuccessful? Create dependence. There you have it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Whistleblower James O'Keefe gets persecuted by government thugs. Check it out. The video's online. Also have America Beware of the Smiling Traitor in the White House. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's demonic, folks. Dave Dabenmeyer. You might know him as Coach Dave. And some more good news for you, America. Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholds Sharia, bans Seattle counter-terror ad. It's unconstitutional. They're banning those that are exposing the criminals within. So therefore, who's the criminals, friends? Well, as I've said so many times, those that commit the crimes and those that stand back and allow those to commit the crimes, those are the criminals. Those are the ones that are held accountable before a just and a holy God. And the sad part about that is the innocent go with them. Listening to the radio on the way down to Minneapolis today and on the way back. And, of course, we have none other than Fox News again. You can't trust them, friends, as far as you can throw them. Rupert Murdoch, he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. That's funny. You know how you confuse an atheist? Ask him where he came from. That's why he's confused. You can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree by those that he appoints or hires to anchor the news at Fox. We also know, we found last week, that Fox News was one of the top 10 supporters of Clinton's foundation. So I'm listening to the radio, and I just had to prove the point that 40 to 60% of all the statements made by Fox, see, you can't trust, you already know you can't trust CNN, you already know you can't trust MSNBC or ABC or MSNBC, you can't trust any of them, you already know that. You can't trust the state-controlled media, you already know that. So you're led to believe that Fox News is the alternative. 40 to 60% of all the statements that they make are completely untrue. And folks, when I caught wind of this, I knew I was onto something because I was going after Fox over the last month and a half. And it's like, Lord, what's going on here? Why am I on this deal? And then all of a sudden, we found out at the debates last week, Megyn Kelly and Mr. Wallace over there, these two jokers that work for Fox News, were handing the ticket for the presidential candidacy for the Democratic Party over to Hillary Clinton. If anybody paid attention to what was going on, did you notice how they kept talking about Hillary and Hillary and Hillary and Hillary? Because they're leading through opposition. See, folks, let me show you how you're brainwashed. This is how they overthrow the laws. They talk about the Clinton email scandals, Benghazi, all of the other crimes, Clinton Chronicles, so on and so forth, the 147 dead people around that criminal administration, Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary. And they keep magnifying the crimes, but they always call it into question. They never bring an absolute. That's why they never make reference to law. And that's why they never make reference to the Constitution. They're leading opposition by telling you how bad she is, but she never gets busted. And then we found out 70% of the American people believe that Hillary Clinton rules above the law. No, she rules above the stupidity of the American people, the ignorance of the American people. That's all. Because you allow her to do the things that she does, America. That's why she's there. But going back to Fox News, do you notice how they keep talking about Hillary? And folks, you want to know who's advocating Hillary Clinton's potential, and the possibilities to become the president of the United States? Who does it more than Fox News does? They're leading through opposition. They're showing you her crimes. And then they're talking about Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. That's how they lead through opposition. They show you that she's committing crimes, but again, they make no reference to law to actually execute the law against her crimes. And then they keep promoting her, is what they're doing. You know, she's the Democratic ticket, man. She's the one. She's the one. I mean, then you have Fox News and the Fox News anchors over here capping on all the Republicans. And folks, I'm not caught up into that paradigm. I'm just simply telling you to wake up. Who promotes Hillary Clinton more than the Fox Network, friends? Because when we're talking about those other outlets, the state-controlled outlets, folks, you already know that you can't trust them. I want to tell you something. You can't trust Fox anymore, and you can trust them. Because they're all in it together. And it's a sad place in America today that, once again, we got to tell you, there's very few telling you the truth.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great mind. Think Alive, the network for the independent-minded, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Getting over to more crime concerning the injustices in the state of Connecticut. Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty of unconstitutional, they said. The whole purpose of government, friends, is to repeal outside invasion and to enforce the laws against crime. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Look at how far they have gone. Look at how far the American people have let it go. And people complain about it, yet they will always do whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what they're doing, what you're letting them get away with. Stephen Hayes was one of the murderers of a Cheshire home invasion. And I want you to listen to this real carefully. Stephen Hayes sat slumped in a chair at Northern Correctional Institution 6 years after the Cheshire home invasion and tried to explain how it gone so wrong so quickly, he said. He said, to this day, I don't know what happened, he said, of the horrific crime he participated in with Joshua K. that left Jennifer Hawk Pettit dead, along with their daughters, Michaela, 11, and Haley, 17. During a recent one-hour-long interview, Hayes, the murderer, 50, who was on death row with Mr. K, said he agreed to go to the home of Dr. William Pettit Jr. on July 23rd, 2007, because he just wanted money. He said, that's all I was looking for. After forcing Hawk Pettit to go to the bank, the wife, to withdraw $15,000 while he waited in her vehicle, Hayes returned with her to the house where Mr. K remained with the two daughters. Mr. K decided to tie the two daughters to the bed, 11 and 17 years old. Bleeding from severe head wounds, Mr. K had beaten them with a baseball bat. Mr. Hayes said when he walked back into the house with Hawk Pettit, the wife, at that point we were just going to leave. Nobody was going to get hurt, at least not by me. But that's when Josh told me about the girl, him and the girl. Hayes said, referring to Mr. K sexually assaulting the 11-year-old and the 17-year-old in the house. He said, I started to loose up, Hayes recalled. Then I looked out the window and saw an unmarked police car, and I just snapped. What happened next, he said, wasn't who I am. I was just thinking, right, I don't know what I was thinking, so it was unlike me. I'd never done anything like that before. It must have been somebody else. The devil made me do it, right? But America, let me ask you something. How can the act be apart from the actor? He said he began to rape the wife and the little girls, the 17-year-old and 11-year-old. And then he strangled them after he raped them. Then what they did is one or both of the men doused the house with gasoline, including the bodies of the two girls in their bedrooms because they were still conscious. A match was struck and Hayes and Mr. K ran out of the house as the girls were burned alive. As the girls were robbed, raped, and burned alive in Connecticut. And for some reason, friends, we have the Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that the death penalty is just unconstitutional. Here, friends, let me say this. We're told that there's a societal problem. They're told, and we're told, that the state's death penalty no longer comports with the evolved societal values and serves no valid purpose as punishment. This is the mind of a reprobate. Well, I was listening to the news today. Of course, the conservatives had to have the liberal-minded attorney that's sworn to the bar, not to the Constitution. Keep that in mind. And secondly, it was interesting how she was just way out in left field because she began to sympathize with these criminals in Connecticut that were on death row but no longer are. She wants us to understand that they didn't have it as easy as the rest of us. Really? Do you know who I am? No, you don't. My life is nothing but conquering obstacles by the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. These guys couldn't help themselves. Well, you know what? Maybe it's going to be biased because when we look on death row, we see a lot of black guys. Wait a second. These are two white guys. And it's interesting when I look at this one individual that partook in these heinous crimes, he has a big smile on his face. He's got a smile on his face because he knows that he's going to get his hand slapped. And guess what happened, friends? He got his hand slapped. For the rest of his natural life, they are now making the statement that they will not die, but for the rest of their life, the American taxpayer will support these that committed the crimes, as I just mentioned. Now, what is the message to the younger generation? What is the message to anybody abroad in the United States of America? Go ahead and commit the crime. As a matter of fact, friends, you live in a system now that you're taught to go ahead and commit three crimes, but that's it, no more. You know, the three strikes and you're out rule? Folks, this is sick. When you can see people commit crimes like this, and I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. America is going to begin to take forth the initiative in bringing forth justice on their own because the courts are no longer delivering justice. These supposed Supreme Court justices in the state of Connecticut have no business whatsoever. The state's death penalty no longer comports with the evolved societal values and serves no valid purpose as punishment. Hey, folks, the punishment, when executed publicly, puts the fear of God in the fear of those not to commit the crime in the first place. See, those that fear God, they depart from wickedness. They don't partake in, they don't indulge in wickedness. They depart from wickedness. Imagine what your country is going to be like in 10 years and 20 years. They murder because they can murder. They kill because they can kill. But of course it doesn't apply to them, rest assured. But when it does, then things will change. But America, why has it gone this far? Friends, right must always be right. And truth must always be truth. And purity must always be purity. Because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us, thou shalt not kill. But there's consequence if you do kill. You know it says in Scripture in Exodus 21:24, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, a burn for a burn, a wound for a wound. What is he saying there? I've heard Gandhi, I've heard MLK Jr., which I admire, by the way. The anointed man of God, I admire the righteousness in which he stood for. He said, man, I'll tell you what. If it's an eye for an eye, the whole world's going to be blind. No, wait a second. That's not true at all. What God is saying here is if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow, a burn for a burn. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the fulfilling of the law. That's love. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. Did you also know that Scripture tells us, but if out of hate someone lies in wait, assaults and kills a neighbor, and then flees to one of these cities, he's talking about after the crime is committed. He said, when you bust them, when you catch them, he said, then the elders of the city shall send and fetch him thence and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood that he may die. And Scripture goes on to tell us that we're not to show pity to him, but thou shalt put the guilt of innocent blood from Israel that it may go well with thee. That it may go well with thee. Why will it go well with us? Because justice has been brought forth to establish righteousness. I remember back in the 1800s, I can go online right now and find several pictures. The 1900s, if you committed the act of murder, it wouldn't be but a day or two before you were judged and you were hung publicly. And you'd always see a group of people around the murderers because the message was just, by the way, friends, directly out of the Bible. If a crime like this is committed, you're to have your hand upon them firstly to put them to death. And you're to do it publicly, and everybody else is to partake in the doing away with the evil. Then it may go well with us. Because what it did is it gave the message that we will not tolerate murder in the United States of America. The Bible also tells us that what you mean to do to another, and you meant it in a wicked manner, that you are to do to that person that intended wickedness to the righteousness and to the righteous of the land. You're to deal with them in such a fashion. But in Connecticut today, the Supreme Court rules death penalty just completely unconstitutional. Going back to the conservative news that I was listening to, and I was listening to this pathetic excuse for an attorney. I can see why Jesus damned attorneys in Matthew 23. Woe unto them. He was damning them. He said, you withhold the keys of knowledge. Folks, this woman was the very definition of the word stupid. Ignorant and idiotic. She wants you to sympathize with those that commit the crimes more than those that have been violated by these criminals. And you now live in a system today where more sympathy is shown for the criminal than it is the victim. That is a bad, 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 bad place to be, America. You are there. That's why I say the American people are going to begin to take matters into their own hands because of this kind of lawlessness coming from the supposed self-professed and self-proclaimed justices. It's their job to discover and apply the written law, not to make the rules as the game goes on, friends. And that's why they use the word evolution and evolve. Be right back.
Of liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Court rules death penalty unconstitutional. Looking at one of the murders along with another man, an individual who actually took a doctor's wife, and they took the doctor's wife to the bank, made her withdraw $15,000, while another individual stayed back and raped the 11-year-old and the 17-year-old girl in Connecticut here. This one individual beat him in the head with a bat, brings him upstairs, ties him to the bed, rapes the 11-year-old and the 17-year-old. The other guy comes back from the bank after he got the $15,000, said he doesn't know what happened, he just unloosed, and then he begins to rape the wife, the 11-year-old, and the 17-year-old. Well, that wasn't good enough. They strangled them. And then what they did, friends, is they poured gasoline on the bodies after raping them, and they were still alive, and then they burnt the house down. Now, I want you to keep in mind, this criminal's got a smile on his face because he knows that soft judges produce hardened criminals. He knows that he lives in a system where more compassion is shown to the guilty criminals than it is the victims in America. And I'm telling you right now, America, the American people are going to begin to take justice in their own hands because of this sort of garbage and lawlessness coming from the courts and the supposed justices. This is injustice, America. This is injustice. Somehow the dad came back home, the doctor, They beat him. He miraculously lived. He miraculously lived. But in Connecticut today, where they're on death row, guess what? They're told that they're going to live out their natural lives now on the dime and on the back of the state or on the taxpayers in the United States of America. Isn't that something? And then I told you that I was listening to the news for a moment, and you can't trust a thing that Fox says. Oh, my goodness, is that stat true? 40 to 60%? I would even go higher than that. These are the ones promulgating the lies and lawlessness on a daily basis. And I think inadvertently at times, I think they're just reprobate within themselves. They just think that they're better than the left. But the fact of the matter is, if they look in the mirror, they would understand that they're responsible for the left, because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But I was listening to this liberal whack. There's no better way to define these people, sick-minded reprobates, trying to get the American people to understand that, listen, the state's death penalty no longer comports with the evolved society values because it serves no valid purpose as punishment. These people, they can't help themselves. They had a hard upbringing. You must understand, until it's your family, lady, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Folks, I want you to understand something, that it's ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself. You magnify the law against the crime because you love your freedoms, because you love, first and foremost, your God, because you love your brothers and your sisters. Let me say that again. It's ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. And that's exactly what's happening here. Folks, you cannot bring right down to a lower level because of others. Maybe they want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyle, like these murderers. No, it must be where it always is. What is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? What? How ridiculous. The law shows us what is permissible and unpermissible. The law shows us the lines drawn in the sand. Wow. Hey, folks. I just asked you, is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. And by the way, to replace the law that produces liberty isn't good for anybody. It's not good for any society, but that's what they're trying to bring you down to, friends. What they're doing by sympathizing with the criminal brings forth and it produces bondage, not liberty. A dissatisfaction when it comes to justice. Folks, do away with the law and you have no crime. And what are they doing right now, friends? They're doing away with the law. They're rewriting the law. And it's not rewriting the law. It's called unlaw. It's not law. And by the way, criminals love that mentality. I want you to understand that right is right eternally, and it can't be wrong. Because you can't lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. And we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, well, you know, I had it harder than others. You know, I didn't have the advantage that others had. Or I was born this way, or I can't help myself. That's utterly false, friends. Because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Because sin, the transgression of God's moral law, is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse to commit the act of sin, violate or transgress law. But when a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he can't help himself? Is a man exempt from thou shalt not kill because all of a sudden when he sees an 11-year-old and a 17-year-old and a mother scared to death, tied up on a bed, beaten with the bat. He couldn't help himself. He just loosed. He said he was loosed. He was unloosed. He couldn't help himself. Are we supposed to give him a pass because he couldn't help himself, friends? If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he can't serve you? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore cannot pay it? Hey, folks, I want to ask you something. Let's be honest. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, okay? What would happen if you didn't pay your taxes? How long would it be before you were thrown in jail? You want to hit the issues here? You want to hit the heart of the issue? Go there with these people. Or what you can do is you can say, I'm not going to pay for you to be seated as a justice in our state any longer. And do what Iowa did and impeach them and remove them. But folks, isn't it interesting? You can see how far it goes. Hey, it's like this. Go ahead and kill the innocent because I said it's now lawful to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. Well, then when they have a baby, go try doing it to their baby and see how long you remain free in the process. See, that is the very definition, friends, of tyranny. When they can do it, but you can't, and they call it law, and they stand behind the law when they actually advocate the crime. People, you need to think things through. Because what's going on in this country is sick. Let me ask you, is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. Folks, this is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous doctrine. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. What happens when the American people stand up and shut it off? Shut off the faucet of support and supporting your own demise. Because, folks, these people, these criminals that committed these crimes, they're now off death row. They're now okay. Standing there with a big smile on their face right after the act of these heinous crimes that I described earlier. Look at them. Look at his face.
Smirk on his face.
He's not worried about a thing.
Yep, it's
no.
Sick.
Hey, man, let me out. I'll do it again. As a matter of fact, I was just watching some video the other day where a black kid walked up to two white people. They went into a richer part of the state where they lived, him and his buddy, and they went and just capped two white people right in the head. Just shot them dead, took their wallet. You know what he said? To the camera during an interview, let me out and I'll kill some more people. Yet you have these people advocating their release. You have these people trying to get you to understand the murder. I'm not going to try to understand the murder. I don't want to understand the murder. I want the murder to understand law, and your crime will not be tolerated. That's what he needs to understand. And when the American people stand up and demand justice, only then will you have justice. But if you don't, friends, this is what you're feeding through apathy. This is what the American people are feeding through apathy. I want you to think about that little 11-year-old girl. I want you to think about that little 17-year-old girl. And I want you to think about that wife and that husband that lived. And he's got to live the rest of his life knowing that the two murderers are okay for the rest of their natural lives.
It's amazing.
That's sick.
It's unbelievable. By the way,
I did want to tell people this just as a note so I can complete what I'm talking about here, friends. There's 31 states that still have the death penalty. There's 19 that do not.
Wow, we really need your support. Please go to sonslibertyradio.com, sonslibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, see you. 23.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.